Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Somehow another Saturday has rolled around, my friends, and I, the pizza wizard Simon Miller, are coming to you with cheer in my heart and excitement in my loins. No, wait, not excitement in my loins. That sounds... It's like 8 seconds. 8 seconds in and I've already ruined it. So let's just get on with it. You know the deal. We take this, somebody's hand, and I point up and go up. Sometimes I point down and go down. And you get really mad and go, I hate this guy. I'm going to find the bald asshole and I'm going to kick him in the face. Well, you can do that, but the joke's on you, pal. You'll be arrested. What are we even talking about? SmackDown was just on. Let's up those downs. We're not mucking around on SmackDown, which has been the way recently, because we got the intro music, are you ready? We got all the pyro, maybe there was pyro, I can't remember, and then instantly out came Sami Zayn and Solo Sikoa, and I said to myself, I'm really happy now, because I'm in love with these two. They're also taking on Ricochet and Madcap Moss, and I stand by the fact that when you do look at both teams, Madcap and Rick kind of come across like the bad guys, because they had just gone up to Sami Zayn and gone bully, 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 bully. When you're bullying someone, you suck. The crowd did see it the same way, though, because no matter what Ricochet and Madcap Moss did, they did not give a flub, because they just wanted to cheer for Sami Zayn. Now, on the one hand, we should go, oh my gosh, he should become a babyface sooner rather than later, which he will do. But on the other, this is not a big surprise. Do you remember him down in NXT? He was just the most lovable person ever, and we're slowly planting those seeds again. Solo Sikoa is also being portrayed as a badass. Now I look at him like, tee-hee-hee, he's so damn cool. And honestly, this was so nuts that Madcap Moss and Ricochet were almost playing in the back here. They were like playing second fiddle, and that's not their fault. They're just not involved in a really, really good storyline. Solo also cracked me up at one point because he applied the dreaded nerve hold. When you think about it, nobody wants their nerves to be held. It sounds absolutely terrible. And then when he did tag in Sami Zayn, everybody went nuts. This was doubly funny because Madcap got tagged in at the same time. And when the good guy started to fire up, everybody went boo. And they weren't saying boo. Madcap was still able to continue this and Sakaar was so mad he went to get a chair. But eventually, Ricochet and Madcap were kind of together, and Sami Zayn flew in with the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment, but it only got a two. When Ricochet hit the ropes, Solo Sikoa took this chair, and he just held at him. I shouldn't laugh, but it was quite amusing. This all happened after he had done the blind tag, so he then grabbed him and went nope and threw him into Timmy the Timekeeper's table. And then Solo got in the ring, he hit that spinning Solo thing onto Madcap Moss and he pinned him. And once again, your eyes were just big as if there were hearts in there. He was just like, this guy, he is the best. Sami Zayn was so jacked up after this too, he started running his mouth. And just when he was gonna get beaten up, Solo made the save again. So when these guys do break up, I don't know what I'm going to do. And they never get over it. There was more to this as well because Sami and Solo then headed backstage where they were going to chill out in the Bloodline dressing room. When Jey Uso just came out, he's like, listen, I don't trust you. I don't like you. Nobody wants you in here. So what are you going to do about that? But Zayn has confidence now because he has his brand new t-shirt. Like my pizza was a t-shirt. He just went, well, if you've got a problem with that, you better talk to Roman Reigns. And I honestly thought Jey Uso was about to fall down and die. It also proves that Jey is an absolute madman because he flew all the way to Canada, in the story, to tell Sami Zayn, you're not allowed to come into this space. And that is crazy. But once again, it just all fits together so well. And you know what's going to happen. But does that make a difference? No, get it up. We had a quick video with Karrion Kross and Scarlett after this. And they basically said, Drew tick, McIntyre tock. We tick, will tock, beat tick, you tock at TikTok extreme TikTok rules. I mean, that was absolute gibberish. The point is, they are going to beat Drew McIntyre when it comes to the pay-per-view premium live event because they're in a strap match. Look, I will say this, these are very well produced. Kayla Braxton was also in on the action here because she found Austin Theory and basically said to him, why do you suck so much at cashing in money in the bank? Theory blamed this all on Brock Lesnar, Tyson Fury and Drew McIntyre. And then he started to lay into Drew saying, man, no one likes this guy. Nobody wants him to invite to parties. And when you do take him out to a restaurant, he hits all your food. But of course, the Scottish Warrior was behind Austin Theory and he got in his face and was like, yeah, get to the ring there because we're going to have a fight. Given that Austin Theory was going to be in a match, all this crazy, wazy stuff continues. Because I cannot work out whether Triple H loves him, Triple H hates him, Triple H has no time for him, or whether he goes, well, he's Mr. Money in the Bank, so we can have him lose to everyone, and it doesn't matter because he has the Sword of Damocles. Either way, this only went 2 minutes, and Theory just got his ass kicked, but because he had come out with Alpha Academy, of course, Otis at one point just went, I'm going to interfere. And he did this right in front of the ref. Like, he couldn't have been any closer. So the official went, well, that was dumb. DQ. Now, I do get a little bit bored of those finishes, because why do the match to start with? But the aftermath of this was so simple, but it rocked. Because Johnny Gargano came out to try and make the save after Theory and the Alpha Academy started beating up Drew. That didn't work, because it was still 3-on-2, so Kevin Owens' music hit. He got a massive reaction. They cleared house, and all of this schmoz was going to be our main event later. I mean, it was a little bit weird that Karrion Kross didn't get involved. You presume he would be under the ring going tick-tock, clock-tock, tick-tock, clock, but he didn't. Also, if we could give Kevin Owens all the belts, I'd appreciate it. And then, my gosh, I was so happy. Because we were in the back with the Mexican male models and Max Dupree was still upset, but it doesn't matter because Marseille and Mansoir had good news for him on this evening. They're going after the title. Max all of a sudden got really excited because he's like, oh my gosh, you've got a match with the Usos. But that's not what these buffoons meant. They meant they're going after the title for the longest pose ever. And they went right into it. I felt my face light up like a Christmas tree drawing this because I loved it so much. Of course, Dupree was like, I can't handle it. And he just walked off. And some people don't like this nonsense. And I say to you, fair play, it's your life. But please never stop giving me goofy wrestling. Warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. They continue to hold these poses as Hit Row walked in and laughed at them. But I will tell you this. I do think Hit Row are going to be stars down the line. But right now, I am more in the model's corner than I am theirs. To the point, I don't usually do it with segments like this. I liked it so much, I am giving it an up. We should dedicate an entire show to it. Shotzi then promised to beat Bayley later, which kind of felt impossible given that Bells is going after the title at Extreme Rules. And Shots also said here, I will put my nose and foot wherever I want. What? And then it was Hit Row versus Los Lotharios. Surprise, surprise, it went about 2 minutes. And it was fine, but I do think there's some truth in what I just said about Hit Row. You can see the potential, and you can see eventually they're going to do something. But at the moment, it's a bit like putting your hands in the pockets and looking around thinking, well, I'm sure it will come next week, and you get to next week, and then you go, well, I'm sure it'll be next week, and here we are next week.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
just feel like something has to happen soon. This was just a squash match, though, which does beg the question what we're doing with Humberto and Angel Garza. They just hit the heavy hitter, 1-2-3. And look, it was fine, it was okay, it was all right. You're not going to write home about this, because why would you do that anyway? So we do give it an up. That doesn't mean I don't have my eye on it. What was much more apparent was that the White Rabbit teases continued on this episode of SmackDown, because we cut to Michael Cole and Corey Graves, and somebody behind them had a big sign that said, "Revel in what you are." So I shed a tear and was like, "Damn it, I'm the bald a-hole." There was also a QR code after that TikTok Karrion Kross promo, and good grief. If you jump into this one, there's references to Yom Kippur, Shana Tova out there. There was references to The Simpsons, and it all leads, or it all continues at least, to tease that Bray Wyatt is coming back to television, as we've already talked about. I know some people wanted this yesterday, but I am enjoying this ride so much, let's keep it rolling. Also, just on the down low, I kind of hope this isn't Bray Wyatt, because the internet would melt down, and I like the chaos. We had more video packages after this, as we were reminded of everything that's gone down between Ronda Rousey and Liv Morgan. When we were back to Kayla, who was interviewing Ronda, I half expected her to go, "Rousey, why are you so crap?" What she likes to do. She didn't, and instead Ronda compared Liv Morgan to Hooters and Barbie. I was like, "Eesh, maybe we shouldn't do that." And said that even though it is an Extreme Rules they'll be fighting in, she's already dangerous, but she's more dangerous with a bat. I thought about it. I was like, well, everybody is more dangerous with a bat. Even your flipping Nan. And then she defeated Natalya. Okay, then. I will tell you this, though. I really appreciated it, because first, I thought it was pretty fun, but also, this could only have gone about 3 or 4 minutes, and I much prefer it when we kind of do this with our matches. So some can go long, some can go short, some can go somewhere in the middle. When you do get the pacing right and it's all varied, I just think it's more interesting. They traded submissions at one point, which got the fans all pumped up, and Natty powerbombed Ronda. I was like, man, you don't often see that. And of course, after it, Natalya was like, "Ha-ha, I'm going to lock on the sharpshooter." This was a terrible idea, because Ronda Rousey got out of it, she applied the ankle lock, Natty tapped out, uno, dos, tres. They got some kind of meaning of what we were talking about earlier, because Liv Morgan walked out and she was carrying a baseball bat. I was like, she's going to twonk Ronda with that thing, and that will show Rousey. But instead, this weird booking of Liv Morgan continued, because she reached Ronda. And she just looked at her, I suppose because this feud is Super Serious 9000. But why didn't you pick it up and just go boop and smack her on the end? It really backfired, because the two did start brawling and nobody was able to get their hands on said baseball bat. And eventually security guards broke it up, and they kept fighting, and security guards kept it up, and they kept fighting. But WWE always does this thing so well. Like, by the end, the audience was absolutely losing their minds. So they are invested in this. But it does feel like we're going to get to that premium live event. Ronda Rousey is going to kill Liv Morgan. Have to wait and see how that goes. But up. Kevin Owens, Johnny Gargano, and Drew McIntyre with that backstage, with Drew going, "Oh, Kevin, we can't trust you." And Owens all like, "Ha, ha, ha. It's actually quite accurate. When all my dreams come true, I mean it." Because KO went strolling down the corridor when he passed the Maximum Male Models. And he said to them, "Oh, man, you need to change your pose a bit, because you'll do it better." And that was it. I was gone on the floor, just flailing around like a fish. Kevin Owens can actually do everything. Somebody should give him a damn prize. He also then bumped into Sami Zayn, and they looked at each other, with Kev saying, "You need to get a different t-shirt," and he did walk off. And we all know what's going to happen here. Eventually, the Bloodline are going to turn on Sami Zayn. Kevin Owens is going to make the save. They're going to become a tag team, and they're going to win the tag team titles. And all this was one single sentence. And a look, I was just jumping around like I was 5 years old. So I'm doing it again. I am going to give it an up. But look how excited I am. We also then cut back to the Maximum Male Models, and Sonya Deville and Shinsuke Nakamura were just looking at them. So round of applause. They're my new favourites. Imperium then decided they had something to say. So they did. Made sense. Ludwig Kaiser started, and he said that Bowser is very upset at the moment because they don't like the Brawling Brutes. When Giovanni Vinci also took over, and they were like, "Gunther, you're a real champion." So Gunther grabbed the mic, and he was like, "I am a real champion." That didn't happen at all. It's not Baywatch. Instead, they came across as super angry dudes. The team just worked. Of course, that's when Sheamus interrupted, because old Gunther had gone, "I will beat him next week," and he doesn't like that. Although he was on his own this week, because Butch and Ridge Holland were stuck in Florida because of the hurricane. But the Irishman doesn't care about this, because Friday is Foyt night, so he went to Foyt him. He really did mean it too, because he got in there and started throwing bones, but of course, ha ha, he did have his shillelagh. Although this was only going to work for so long, because you may have a weapon, but there was three dudes there. And eventually they just beat him up. He also got dropped with the power bomb, but we are so into trying to make Sheamus a superhero, he grabbed a microphone and just went, "Is that all you got, fella?" So of course they did come back and they kicked his ass some more. But man, I tell you, if Sheamus wins the Intercontinental title next week, whenever it is, I will lose my damn mind. And that's the whole point. Gunther wins, everything's gonna be okay with it. Sheamus wins, everyone's gonna be okay with it, because they had that match at Clash of the Castle. And ever since then, we've just been making the right moves. And there's been no shenanigans here. Keep that in your mind. Get it up. Very sadly, Michael Cole and Corey Graves then did confirm that Antonio Inoki has passed away, which is true, and I do believe he was only 79 years old. Now, you don't have to know everything about professional wrestling, but if you don't know about Inoki, just go and Google his name. I mean, he is one of the most successful wrestlers ever, and some of the things he did were absolutely crazy. So, of course, rest in peace to him. Thoughts with his friends and family. Bayley then cut a promo saying that Shotzi was done for, and they had a match. She beat her. Now this ties into what we said earlier. It was only around about 6 minutes, so it didn't outstay its welcome. And what everybody is talking about is that Shotzi finally returned in the tank. And as soon as she did come out in this thing, I genuinely crossed my arms and asked myself out loud, why did we take that away to begin with? It was really stupid. Shotzi also got a bunch of offense in here, because of course she was gonna lose, but we want her to look strong. At one point, Bayley went to give her a clothesline, but Shotzi went Matrix and kind of slid under her arm. We all remember when Neo did that in the Matrix movies. Eventually though, she decided she was gonna climb on the ropes, which is always a bad idea. Bayley grabbed her leg, she pulled her off, she went flying down, she got hit with the rose plant, 1, 2, 3. And this was just a way to remind you that Bayley is going after the championship. And for my money, she should probably win. She was also gonna bust Shotzi up with a ladder afterwards, but Bianca Belair came out to make the save. And I think she was gonna smash Bayley into this, but they both parted, which is the right thing to do, because you wanna save that stuff for the premium live event. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There is something missing when it comes to this program, and I don't know what it is. It's still all right, and it's still fine, and maybe that will come at Extreme Rules. Much like a lot of things on this SmackDown, it was just okay, and okay is okay, up. And then, after all this fun, after all this excitement, my heart broke. I mean, what the hell were you thinking, Max? Because the models were just about to break this record for the longest pose when Max Dupri returned. He knocked over Mansoir and he basically said, I'm done with you all and I never want to see you again. I mean, what the hell are we going to do when we get to the Winter Collection? I presume it's happening because Max Dupri is about to transition back into LA Knight, much like Butch is Pete Dunne and Pete Dunne is Butch. And that is the right thing to do. But honestly, WWE, if you're listening to me, do not break up the Maximum Male Models. They've at least got 6 more months in them. I've had enough hurt in my life. I don't need any more pain. You will absolutely have an enemy in me if you do this, but also, how crappy is the world or Canadian record or whatever it was for the longest pose? This was less than an hour. I could do that right now. Which did indeed bring us to our May During the Show main event, and it was Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, and Johnny Gargano taking on the Alpha Academy in Austin Theory. As I always say, we do need to get one WWE title back on Raw and SmackDown. Also, the result here was never in question. Did they and I have a good time? Yes. This really was an issue though, because even if the bad guys had gotten there with a gun and said, we're gonna shoot you all, what I would have expected to happen is they pull the trigger, the gun gets jammed, then Drew McIntyre runs in, and Claymore kicks Austin Theory and get the 1, 2, 3. If you take the projectile out of the equation, that's what happened. It really was quite the sprint too. I mean, I think it was all over and done within 8 minutes. And at one point, Kevin Owens was doing cannonballs off the apron. I was like, man, that did not look nice. Magically, after the break, the heels were in charge. So I had to come up with my own story here. And I think Austin Theory, Chad Gable and Otis went up to Drew and they were like, hey, Drew, do you want a brand new sword? He's like, oh, yeah, I love a new sword. And that screwed his team over. They got jumped. I mean, maybe they wanted to show him an easier way to sharpen his sword, and that is not a euphemism. Let's get back to the wrestling now. Because at one point, Johnny Gargano went for one final beat, but Chad flipping Gable turned into a Northern Lights suplex. That was like 2 + 2 = potato. Don't make any sense. Eventually, Kevin Owens got the hot tag, and he was hitting more cannonballs on Swantons, and he had the thing won when Otis broke it up. When eventually Drew McIntyre got hot tag number 2, and he hates Austin Theory so much, he made a beeline for him, gave him a belly-to-belly, gave him a neck breaker, and I think he wanted to kill him. Just as he was about to hit the claymore, though, Austin Theory did run off. And this is when everything went absolutely nuts. Somehow, Kevin Owens hit a stunner onto Chad Gable through the table, through Alan the announce table. That makes no sense, because surely it would hurt Kevin Owens more. Then back in the ring, Drew McIntyre had cornered Theory. He hit him with the Claymore, 1, 2, 3, and we were done. So he really does lose all the time, so I was laughing again. And to remind you that Drew has a strap match at Extreme Rules, he got out his strap, which once again, don't you start mucking around in the comments, and he beat the living hell out of Austin Theory. And Karrion Kross never came out here, which is a little bit weird. Maybe he wasn't in Canada. So this was an enjoyable ending, but it just had limited stakes. So we do need to find a way to get the stakes back into the end of SmackDown, because right now it doesn't have any stakes. So just go and get one of the championships, get it off Roman Reigns and put it back on these shows. Otherwise, look, I was having a nice time. The funniest bit too is that some of what I'm describing to you during the last straight did not air on TV because the cameraman missed it. He missed the stun on the table. He missed the Claymore. So Michael Cole's like, oh, hey, won't believe what's going on here. So I can only presume that he had done a lot of drugs. Otherwise, though, that did bring us to the end of SmackDown. I know it's all ups and no downs, but this was not a perfect show. And like I say, some of it was a little bit lackluster, but nothing was so bad that you want to pull your pants down and crap on it. If you are doing that, you're unhygienic anyway. So of course, there will be better episodes, but I still had a good time. Now, please do leave a comment below and let me know what you thought about last night's episode of SmackDown. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe. HelloWhatCulture.com, where you can read yourself some articles. Make sure you come follow us on social media. We do have a lot of ups and downs, and they're lonely. Give them some company. My name is Simon WhatCulture. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday, weekend, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it may be. I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.